Hello, Bill Distel. I'm Justin Yu, Senior Cloud Advocate from South Korea. I'm pleased to bring you a discussion around Power Platform. To do that, I have invited some friends along. Please welcome Haimatika Mitra from India and Fatip Kuklanon from Thailand. Hello, everyone. Could you introduce yourself from Haimatika, please?
Yeah, sure. I am Haimatika Mitra. I am from Siliguri, India. I am an engineering student and I am a Microsoft student partner, and I would also like to call myself a power addict. Thank you.
It's nice to meet you. Could you please introduce Pantip?
Hello, everyone. I'm Pantip Gokilanon. I'm a Microsoft student partner from Thailand and former Microsoft intern.
Awesome. The topic of this session today is Power Platform. I heard that your amazing story about how Power Platform has helped your community. Could you please tell me more about that? Who's going to first? Haimatika, please.
Yeah, sure. So, hello everyone. Today I'll be speaking on the low-code, no-code, more power approach. So before I start with, I would like to give a small introduction to my journey, how I started with it. So exactly a month ago, that is on 20th April, I attended a session by Dona Sarkar, where she told us about the Power Platform and Power as Power Automate and everything about what we needed to know about the Power Platform. So she gave us a homework of a Microsoft learning path, and then she asked us to go ahead and do it. I did that within a few hours, and the very next day, what you can see on the screen is I made a COVID-19 tracker which is specifically for the Indian states, which tells us about the number of active cases, confirmed cases, the deaths, recoveries, and so on. So this was the start of my journey with the Power Platform. After that, I have gone through various videos on YouTube by April and other Microsoft employees. They have good stuff on there. And then I have also gone through a lot of learning paths and Microsoft Docs. So this was just the start. And soon after that, I have also conducted a session on Power Apps and have a few of them lined up. So once that I have got into this path, there is no turning back. Now, we must be thinking that when the entire world is revolving around coding and other stuffs that include coding, so why should we use an approach which uses no code or low code? I think, according to my perspective, when the entire world is becoming smart, it is our time to resort to certain smarter technologies so that in times of emergencies such as this, we can create situations or we can create solutions for the entire society and for the community in just few days. Like what we had seen the Swedish hospitals had done to treat or to track the COVID-19. So in conditions like this, when there is no time to learn and do things, it's time for us to build within us the method of learning and doing things simultaneously. So yes, this is the platform to leverage our thoughts into action. There might be people, especially someone like me, who is not good at coding, but they have a lot of ideas in their mind. And whenever they think of something to create, they think that since they do not have a great hold on coding and about the lot of technologies that they need to learn, they move behind. But this is the platform where everyone or anyone can make Power Apps, as the name suggests. And not only apps, they can also make portals with it. So I think this is great for anyone who wants to start a business of their own, but has no technical expertise. So yeah, so it's a big thumbs up from me for all those who thinks that they are not good enough or they are not much of a coder. So this is the platform to be. And to be specific, that whatever customizations we can put through coding, we Power Apps have all of them, be it Flows, Power Automate, and so on. what you see is the first app that I had made for my Microsoft Student Partner community. I had learned this from a video by April Dunham. And what I had thought is that it's better for the community to learn. And so what I have done in this app is I have given them links of all the topics that is available in Microsoft Learn. And moreover, this is a self-paced thing, so they can define their own goals, they can have their own times, and then they can keep a self-track their own learning. So this is how I came up with a solution for everyone who needs to learn and they are finding it hard to self-pace their time. Next, I would like to show some examples of the power apps that has been created by my community members. The first one that we see is a household expense tracker, which has been built by my friend Mritunjay for his dad to keep a track of all his expenses. The next one is an app for healthy blogs, which has been made by another friend named Arpita. In these days, people are not very careful of their diets. So yeah, this app will help you keep a track of your diet and also suggest blogs to revert to a healthier diet. And the last one is my personal favorite, which is made by the MSP Inspired team for the MSP community. So I think these are just a few examples which MSP community has built, and there are many on the line which are to be built. Lastly, I would like to show a demo of what I have created for the community. So this is an event planner. This includes basically about the MSP program, the galleries, and it also includes all relevant links to create an event, that is to links to Eventbrite, to a form that I have made it so that anybody who is new in this community and finds a hard time to make Microsoft forms, they can just share the link. I have also provided the edit access. They can make all those posters which are available on Microsoft Teams. See, since it becomes difficult for the newcomers to access Microsoft Teams. And they also have links to certificates. And they also have links to the last, which is the most important part, that is the reporting part. So this was my solution for the MSP community. And I think that this was just the starting of what I have built in my 1 month of learning, and I will be doing more of it very soon. So that's all from my side. Thanks for having me.
That's awesome. So let's talk about the story from Fantip. Can you please share your stories with us, please?
Sure. Thank you, Justin. For my topic, I will share about my Power Platform journey from when I start to learn, to connect, to contribute, and how Power Platform and Microsoft Teams can help Thai people stay productive and connected as a community. Let's start from the beginning, learn with MSP. I start to learn Power Platform with Microsoft Learn. Microsoft Learn is a free online training platform for developer, administrator, or business user to learn new skills and discover the power of Microsoft product with step-by-step guidance, hands-on, and interactive content. Microsoft Learn has Power Platform fundamental learning part. With that, I can learn about the component, the business value, and security of Power Platform. About how to create a simple Power App no-code, low-code platform, about building a Power BI dashboard, automate process and workflow with Power Automate, and connect data with common data service. After I get started and complete the learning part, I still want to learn more. So I start to connect with community in Thailand. I attended App in a Day workshop to learn more how to build and customize an app from scratch with Microsoft MVP and community at Microsoft Thailand. I also have a chance to help attendees create custom solutions for their they perform as volunteer in the event. From that, I can learn by helping other people too. By connecting with community, MSP and I got an opportunity to meet awesome community leads and Microsoft employees in Thailand. They're really nice people. Plus, we have pizza party set with ice cream. That's a bonus. Then, I contribute more with Power Platform, but this time with APAC community. We host the APAC Biz App and Power Platform online meetup twice, a whole day back-to-back session from the industry expert. This meetup brings together business users and peers to network and share knowledge for creating business intelligent dashboard, building apps, automating your workflow and business process, and creating chatbot. This event was led by APAC community leads across Singapore, Malaysia, Philippines, Indonesia, Thailand, Vietnam, New Zealand, and Sri Lanka. That's how Microsoft Teams connected us as a community, because we run an event and meetup on Microsoft Teams. We got more than 600 people registered and 13 speakers from 8 different countries on Microsoft Teams. We discussed crisis communication template powered by Pulse App and Microsoft Teams to help business crisis management team coordinate their own information sharing with their employee and team collaboration in times of crisis. Also, in Thailand, we learned Power BI together by creating sample COVID-19 tracking interactive dashboard. All credits go to Mr. Shalavit, one of our community leads. He's a Power BI and SQL Server expert. We learned and that we can analyze and visualize COVID-19 data to keep our community informed. Community in Thailand have an explosive growth and scale. We have more than 33,000 followers on Microsoft Student Partner Thailand and MVP Skill Facebook page. And 3,200 members in Facebook group community. You are welcome to join the community to connect with us in Power Platform and Microsoft Teams community in Thailand. Let's do the thing with Power Platform. Let's code more power. Thank you.
Wow. So both of you did a really amazing job. The catchphrase, less code and more power, fits perfectly in these days. Like Haimantika, even if someone has no previous knowledge of coding, you can start building applications using this Power Platform. Your stories are truly amazing and inspirational. Thank you for sharing your stories. If you'd like more information about Microsoft Power Platform, head over to thepowerplatform.microsoft.com. Thank you again. Bye. Bye for now, Haimantika and Fantip.